The Schlereth and Evans podcast is sponsored by Xfinity. Xfinity is the best way to stream your favorite live sports on the next generation Xfinity 10G network.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
Should we be feeling better about a Nuggets repeat when we take a look at what's happening around sports? Think about it.
All right, yeah.
Chiefs repeated.
Okay. UConn
just repeated.
Right.
You know, you always hear, it's so hard to repeat. Right?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Look at UConn. UConn basically came back with a different team and repeated. And actually was more dominant in their repeat season than they were last year when they won.
LSU didn't repeat.
Nope.
South Carolina, a year ago, didn't repeat.
Oh, I still understand it. It's very hard to repeat, but we're actually seeing some recent examples that would suggest.
Let me ask you a question real quick.
It can be done.
You think? Do you think Drew Spivak is going to go hunting after the show today?
That is very orange.
That is an incredibly orange.
That's
shirt.
Very orange.
Very orange.
That's Cuse orange. Yep. That's Tennessee Vol orange.
That is Tennessee Vol orange.
That's more Tennessee Vol orange than it's Cuse orange.
Yeah.
It's very orange.
Yeah.
So with the orange. Kill the wabbit. Kill the wabbit.
He's going to go wabbit hunting. Maybe he's going to get that goose out there. That goose is protected now.
You know, I was off a few days, and I went breezing by that this morning without thinking. And I stopped and took a look, and she's still there. We have a mama goose.
Mama goose.
Mama goose.
I talk to her every morning. I call her baby girl. She really likes me. I'm thinking that
moved at all?
No, but I'm thinking I could get close enough because every day I talk to her. I go, hi, mama. Hey, mama. Girl.
I wouldn't.
And I think if I brought some, do goose eat bird seed? I would imagine they eat bird seed. Do all birds just eat seed? They like worms too, right? I don't know what goose, but I think that I could get, like, she trusts me enough. I could just see the connection that we have. Because every morning I talk to her. And I think most people scurry by because they're a little bit afraid to get attacked by a goose. And I talk to her enough. I think I can get close enough.
She's been sitting there for
hand feeder.
Days.
Weeks.
Just hasn't moved. In the parking lot. How long has she been there?
Weeks.
I haven't seen her.
You're on the other side. You got to go out. She's probably there right now.
And she's got all these feathery feathers, like these little down. That's where they get down from. From goose feathers.
So are you telling me that you find what she's doing out there fascinating? Enough that you talk to her every day?
Every day I spend some time talking to her, yes.
Why is that beautiful moment of nature and science so appealing to you, but yet you're mocking Total Eclipse Day?
Well, because Total Eclipse Day isn't alive. It's not breathing. It's space nerds.
It's still pretty... Mark, you had people yesterday who, no joke, I watched some of this. You had people yesterday who were like breaking down, crying, feeling like this was some kind of spiritual, secular, celestial, like relatives that were long passed that they could feel their presence and everything.
Right.
Just from that moment, those 3 minutes that the sun was blocked out.
I read a really interesting article on a high-powered telescope that found a life form in space, which, you know, proves extraterrestrial life.
Don't do it.
Yeah, no, they found a corn on Uranus.
There is, ladies and gentlemen.
There is.
Whew. Mark Schlereth.
Bro, you
it
did
seems
not.
To me like you're an expert, Mark.
She didn't even laugh. She just looked at me like she's disgusted. Corn. Yeah, you get it? Did you? No? Nobody?
Evans, I can't believe you came out and said the jury's still out on Josh Allen. Yes, it is. 6 years in the league. Has he elevated, has he lifted his team to a championship yet? Trust me, I know that here in Denver, We're so starved for legitimate quarterback play that you immediately perk up and say, oh my God, if we would have Josh Allen here right now, I'd be so happy. No, you wouldn't, because I know this fan base.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this fan base well enough to know what your expectations are. And it wouldn't take long for you to go from being ecstatic that it looks like we have the right guy to now to then questioning, hey, when is this guy going to take us to the top? I know this fan base. If Josh Allen had been here these last 6 years, doing exactly everything he's done the last 6 years, same numbers, same performance, everything, we would be at a point this fan base would be saying, hey, dude, when you going to win the big one? When you going to beat Mahomes?
I haven't heard a thing you said. I just keep loud giggling at corn on your anus.
I know. It's you know, we have these moments where, you know, you say something like that. You get all caught up in your own little mind, giggling at everything. I'm trying to drive a conversation. I look over and I'm like, he is not listening to a word I say.
No. I'm just still chuckling.
I feel like, at this moment, I feel like your wife.
Yeah.
Now I know, right? At this moment, I know what it's like to be Mrs. S.
Yeah. I told you, I was breaking up that snow, that big pile of snow the other day. Just out there talking to myself. My wife's like, who were you on the phone with? What are you talking about? Who I was on the phone with? I didn't call anybody. I didn't get to answer phone. Who are you talking to? Oh, I just talked to myself. Ask myself questions. Answer them.
But you're doing it in such a visible way that she literally can look out the window and think you're on the phone talking
right.
to somebody.
Yeah.
That's next level.
I don't think
that's Rogue, next level.
Did you not get my joke, Rogue? Did it not? You didn't get it, or you just refuse because you're a lady to giggle at something so childish?
Can you repeat the joke?
No, I think we've no, I think we'll just leave it alone.
Oh, please, double down.
Right? They found, with a high-powered telescope, they found life in space. Yeah, they found corn on Uranus.
I don't know. Rogue, you want to take that? Fever? Anybody?
I'm good.
Anybody? I don't. I want nothing to do with this.
Johnny.
I want
Johnny,
nothing to do with this.
You're so immature, huh? Johnny.
Just over the head. I'll explain it during the break, Rogue.
I get it. It's just not very funny.
Oh, it's hilarious. Didn't they take Uranus off the planets? Like, that's no longer a... That's the other thing about space.
No, they didn't. It's still there.
It's still
Which
there.
Which one? Didn't they...
I don't think the planet got, like, neutralized
no,
or...
No, I know that.
Vaporized
I'm saying,
by...
They zapped it out of existence.
No, I'm saying I don't think an Imperial destroyer came through.
Okay, when you used to do your science fair project back in the day and you made the mobile of the sun and how everything
and
rotated.
The whole galaxy and everything, all the planets.
Like, there was one planet that they decided is no longer a planet. They call it something else now. Was that Uranus?
No, that's Pluto.
That's Pluto.
Pluto? What is Pluto? Besides a dog for Disney.
I think.
Now it's a moon?
Yeah.
It used to be a planet when we were growing up.
Well, that's it's always been a moon, but
that's why I don't trust science. Just don't trust it. 1 minute you know you're not supposed to eat butter, the next minute you're supposed to have a diet of butter. Don't eat salt. Salt will kill you. If you don't have enough salt, you'll get dehydrated. Like, you can't trust them.
Okay, boomer. Had a texter say very disappointed in us that we're not that we're making fun of Total Eclipse Day.
Why?
I'm not making fun of it. I just
oh, I am.
Well, I know you
no,
are.
I
know you
totally
are.
Making fun
I know you are.
Of Total
it just,
Eclipse Day.
The mistake I made was I should have just stopped after I saw it happen. I didn't see it happen. But if I saw the coverage of it in Dallas, if I had just stopped there, I would have probably walked away. I made the mistake of hanging with it for a while. And so it was like each town they went to, they just repeated the same thing. Oh, it's getting darker now. Oh, do you feel the temperature starting to drop a little bit? Oh, man, it's gotten really quiet here. Everybody's staring at the sky reverentially and stuff like that. And then, Space Boy would come on and, just go nuts about the astronomical highlights and all the great data we're going to glean from this. I'm like, after a while, I'm like, okay. By the time they got to Houghton, Maine, I was like, okay, I'm over this.
Well, at what point are we going to have a cameraman out there, a camera and a couple people talking about when it's a partly cloudy day and the sun gets, you know, behind a cloud? Now watch. Oh, you see the temperature drop. You see it drop. And it's a little bit shady.
Did you hear Charles Barkley?
I don't know what we're yelling about.
Barkley, like, he was with the same, he's in the same class as you. He referred to all the losers who went out and watched the solar eclipse.
I'm with Barkley.
He called
on
them all, even like Ernie was like, hey, look, losers?
That's a terrible idea. He
called them all losers.
Yeah.
It was an interesting day. Watching people react to it the way they did.
Yeah, it's just, you know, there's a lot of people that are...
By the way...
Really like space.
Do you know there have been more solar eclipses in Denver than Joel Embiid sightings in Denver since 2017? Since 2017, there have been more solar eclipses than Joel Embiid appearances in Denver.
Well, I mean, one, he's always hurt. Two, he's always ducking the Joker.
So Joel Embiid is a scientific anomaly.
He is
indeed. Pluto is now a dwarf planet.
A dwarf planet. Now, isn't that, shouldn't we call it a little people planet? Is that politically incorrect to call it a dwarf? What the hell is going on with science?
Jeez, okay. All right, still...
My goodness gracious.
Why don't you go take this moment to go explain the corn thing to Johnny Fever, and we'll move along. We'll see where this thing takes us next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.
It's Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station. 104.3 The Fan.
On the RamosLaw.com text line, Kev in DSM.
In what?
DSM?
DSM?
DSM? What's DSM?
Denver South Metro?
I don't know. I'm probably missing this. It's pretty obvious, but I'm missing it. DSM. Evans, so by your standards, Mahomes is the only great quarterback because he's won a Super Bowl.
I'm here.
Well, folks, I guess maybe we need to, let's have this discussion right now then. So let's say the Broncos do draft a quarterback in the first round.
Okay.
What will ultimately be your expectation for that quarterback?
Championship.
Correct.
Yeah.
That if this quarterback is being drafted in the first round, high up, the expectation is that quarterback is going to lead us to a Super Bowl. Are you telling me that if 7, 8, 9, 10 years down the road and, you know, this quarterback that they draft is won more games than he's lost,
mm-hmm.
has gone to his fair share of playoff games, has won his fair share of playoff games, but hasn't won a Super Bowl? Are you going to be satisfied with that guy? No, you're not. Why? Because you're one of the lucky fan bases that knows what Super Bowl winning football looks like. You have an expectation. Now, it's been watered down over the last 7, 8, 9 years, but it hasn't changed the fact that this is still how you grade success, is winning Super Bowls.
How would you, though,
so,
if you get a guy that can consistently play well enough to get you to the playoffs, then at some point, would you hold said quarterback accountable, or would you look at the coach? Would you look at the... Because right now, I mean, if you're in Buffalo, Sean McDermott's got more of the onus on him than does Josh Allen.
Yes, there will be you'll go through the inevitable cycle. There's not enough help around this guy. He's not being coached properly enough. Okay, you'll go through that cycle. But yeah. Eventually it will land on, hey, dude, when are you going to lift us?
Right. When are you going to cover a wart?
So, yeah, I guess when I say the only standard that I have is Super Bowl, unless you're telling me as a Bronco fan, Kev is the guy that sent out the text, has your standard changed now? So if the Broncos draft a quarterback, what will your standard be for that quarterback being having had a successful run here? I'm just asking the question.
Well, make note.
I know what the standard has been up until the last 7 or 8 years. I just want to know if that standard has changed.
Make no bones about it. I mean, think about when Elway retired in 99. He said, I think in his retirement speech, it was over at Inverness, was there, and he essentially said, you know, all these years that people asked me, would your career be complete if you don't win a Super Bowl? You know, all the Super Bowls he went to that they lost in dramatic fashion to the Giants, to the Redskins, to the Niners. They got crushed in all those. And he always had said, yeah, it'd be complete, man. There's not a whole lot more I could do. Until his retirement speech, he goes, that was a lie. It wouldn't have been complete without a world championship. And, you know, I mean, that's part of, and it should be part of the criteria. You should, you know, winning a championship, and I understand, and I'm the first one to tell you, that's just not all on the quarterback. You have to have a really good team around a guy. But at the bottom line is that dude's got to make plays when, one, he's got to operate the offense so that you do, you know, the boring exceptionally well. And then he's going to have to make a play or two. He's going to have to cover a ward or two because that's what premier quarterbacks do.
I get there are a lot of NFL cities out there that have never experienced success, or it's been a long time since they experienced championship success, that they probably look at what their quarterback is doing for them differently. And I can respect that. But here, once you get a taste of what a championship is like as a fan, it changes everything. You don't tell me that you look at the Avalanche and Nuggets now, especially the Nuggets. You as a Nuggets fan, mm-hmm. who for close to 50 years just were like, oh my God, am I ever going to see this moment? Ever going to see this moment? Then you see that moment. You experience that moment last June, and you're like, this is the greatest thing ever. But you can't tell me that now moving forward since winning a championship, your standard of what passes for success with the Nuggets, you can't tell me it hasn't changed.
Right.
Of course it has.
Absolutely.
It's just human nature. Same thing with the Avalanche. So I don't think that the standard for the Broncos has slipped. Maybe it has. Maybe it's changed. But I don't think it has. And I think especially the moment if that quarterback is drafted in the first round, that quarterback immediately steps in here with the idea that you are going to be, your success here ultimately will be measured by, did you lead this team to a Super Bowl or not?
Yeah.
Unless it's changed. And if it has, I missed it, but okay. DSM is Des Moines, by the way.
Oh, Des Moines?
Mm-hmm.
Des Moines? I didn't know that.
I mean, Rush shows up, right? Rush shows up.
Right.
And it's just, oh my God, it's so laughable to even think that we're having these discussions. But they were real serious discussions. It wasn't if Russell Wilson would lead the Broncos to a Super Bowl.
How many?
Yeah. We were having legitimate conversations on this station, this show and others. How many, I kid you not, God, it seems bizarre, but I kid you not, we were having these conversations, serious conversations. How many Super Bowls does Russell Wilson have to win to justify this trade? It was a real conversation.
Right.
So.
The answer is zero.
Zero. Correct. Evans, at your standard, Jim Kelly and Dan Marino aren't good enough for your standard. If Jim Kelly and Dan Marino had the careers that they had here in Denver, without a championship, yes, they would be probably looked at differently here than they are looked at in Buffalo and Miami. Yes. And by the way, for the record, I don't ever want that standard to change, by the way. I love the standard. I mean, even at times when John Elway was, when we could all see that it was crumbling, man, I'll give him credit. He would get up there with a straight face and with full conviction say, we are still Super Bowl or bust. And I'd be like, damn, dude.
Well.
That ain't happening, but
right.
I appreciate the mentality.
Yeah, listen, you're not saying that Dan Marino and
Jim Kelly
aren't Hall of Fame quarterbacks and they didn't do a phenomenal job and blah, blah, blah. But it's Denver.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win championships.
Yes. This isn't Buffalo where being the lovable loser is something that they wear comfortably there.
Yeah. You wouldn't see anybody in Denver jumping into a pit and breaking ankles because they feel like you got to make a sacrifice.
Right.
There's no curse here.
So, you tell me, Broncos country, maybe the standard has changed, but I asked the question, if they draft a quarterback in the first round, how ultimately will you define that quarterback having had a successful career here? Let us know. RamosLaw.com text line 303-713-1043. What's trending coming up next?
Here's Schlereth and Evans with What's Trending right now.
Congratulations to the UConn Huskies as they go back-to-back, winning another national championship, taking out Purdue yesterday. Coach Dan Hurley.
Knowing how great this team's been, we've taken, we've worn the everything shirt the whole year. And everyone in this organization gave everything so that we could win everything this year. You know, the MTE that we were in, the Big East regular season, the Big East tournament, the regional and the national championship. So we wanted to give everything so that we could win absolutely everything.
Mark, this is the first back-to-back championship in college basketball since 06-07 with Florida. Then before that, 98-99, 99-2000 with Bobby Hurley at Duke. But is this back-to-back championship more or less impressive because of the current state of big-time college basketball?
Probably more with the transfer portal and, you know, with guys leaving and the one and dones and all the things that, you know, that affect you as a basketball coach in the NCAA, I think it's probably more. I think those teams came back with the majority of their big time players. So I think it's pretty incredible what Dan Hurley's been able to do.
The fact that, and he said this after the game, he says, I can enjoy this for about an hour because the portal's opening for us and I've been dreading this day.
Yeah.
So he's probably going to, you know, lose some guys into the portal. He'll gain some guys in the portal, but it's a constantly changing year-to-year thing. And the fact that in this kind of climate, they were able to go back-to-back and be even more dominant in their second championship than they were first, I think it's amazing. And it tops whatever. Because back in that day, in Florida's day, Duke's day, you knew that you had a player. Even if you left early, you still had him for 2 years, probably three, most of the time four. You had continuity. You could build things.
Yeah.
You could sustain things. It's so tough to do it right now. The Masters starts up on Thursday.
Oh, yes.
So in these days where it's so hard to, you know, find a good cheap meal, you know, everything's so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that you can always count on at the Masters, food is going to be dirt cheap. It's always been that way. You can get an egg salad sandwich at the Masters for $1.50. You can get a pimento cheese. You can get a pork barbecue sandwich for $3.
What's pimento cheese?
Oh, let me tell you something. As somebody who was lucky enough to cover three Masters back in the early 90s, I can't tell you how many pimento cheese sandwiches I ate because they were free to the media. Oh,
what exactly is pimento cheese?
It's just, you know the stuff that you put sometimes like when you go to a party or relatives at you get the celery with that stuff in there. That's like pimento. And imagine that on a whole sandwich. Delicious.
Do you use anything but pimento? Is there any like condiment? Like you put mayonnaise on the bread first?
I don't know the exact composition of pimento cheese. Pimento cheese sandwiches. All I know is that...
Is it like a grilled cheese?
No, it's not grilled cheese. No. It's delicious. So let me ask you something. If I gave you $10 to spend at Augusta National on food,
okay,
how would you spend it?
Tell me what's my menu.
You can get ham and cheese on rye for $3. You can get chicken salad on honey wheat for $3. By the way, they don't skimp. This is good solid sandwiches. You can get a chicken biscuit for $2. You get a blueberry muffin for $1.50. So let's say you're going to be at the Masters all day.
Okay.
How are you going to spend your
I think a barbecue, like a pulled pork barbecue sandwich.
Okay, that's $3. You still got $7 delicious. Left.
Then you said you could get a chicken and a biscuit.
Chicken and a biscuit. So you could start off your day with a chicken and biscuit sandwich for $2. Then have your pork barbecue sandwich at lunch.
You
only spend $5 now.
I think at some point I get a chicken salad sandwich. I like chicken salad.
Chicken salad?
Yeah.
All right. So that's on honey wheat. So now you've spent $8.
$8.
$2 left.
Dude, I can get a muffin.
If you want to finish up the day with a blueberry muffin, $1.50, you got 50 cents left over.
Just pocket that for tomorrow.
Boom.
You are well fed.
For $10.
The egg salad sandwich. Good thing it's, an outdoor tournament.
Aww.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A little sulfur out there.
Oh, yeah. That press room could smell like a Dutch oven at times.
Yeah. Yep.
Nobody light a match. I'm telling you, if I could be the overall sports czar of the United States, I would make it into law. You'd have to prove your bona fides as a golf fan, but I would make it like a law that if you passed a certain golf competency fan test, that everybody should be allowed to go experience the Masters at least once.
Who are you guys rooting for?
It's the real... I mean, it is the real deal.
Yeah.
It is. Like, there are so many things out there in sports that you hear hyped up, and then when you experience it, you're like, that was kind of,
But the Masters is...
Augusta lives up to the hype.
Yeah.
Who am I picking to win?
Blitz.
Or, I mean... Can't go wrong. Not who you're predicting. Just who you want.
I'll take Scottie Scheffler.
Okay.
Won a couple years ago. I see no reason why he won't win again. The LIV guys will be there.
That's right. I'll take Brooks.
Hey, finished second last year. He was right there. Eventually falling to John Rahm.
Rahm.
I want to see Rahm go back to back.
He could.
He's my guy.
I wouldn't put John it past Rahm. Him at all.
He's Basque.
He looks like he eats some pimento cheese sandwiches.
Those pimento cheese sandwiches are so good.
Do you ever just eat cheese sandwiches?
What do you mean, just cheese sandwiches?
Just the cheese sandwich.
Like a grilled cheese sandwich?
No, just the cheese. I like to sometimes...
You take cheese and fold it over cheese?
I just like... You take like two pieces of bread.
Now there's bread involved.
Yeah, I like to spread a little mayonnaise on each side and then just put some sliced cheese in it. Just eat it that way.
How about the cheese eating display I put on at the Super Bowl in Minnesota? Remember that one?
Oh, yeah, where you dip cheese in liquid cheese?
Yes. I had a toothpick taking blocks of cheese and dipping it into, lava cheese.
It was melted
good.
Cheese.
Oh, so good. Blocks of cheese in melted cheese.
Uh-huh.
It was...
Add it to the Famunda cheese.
It was cheesegasmic. So anyway, one thing you can count on, you go to the Masters, not only are you experiencing heaven on earth and walking around, but you're also getting a lot of bang for your buck when it comes to the food. And the souvenirs as well. Won't break your back either.
Really?
Mm-mm.
How are they paying for the $45 million landscaping budget?
Because they are loaded at Augusta National. They are loaded. That'll do it for What is a Trending. Bringing that to you twice every day, 7:30 and 9:30. Jump back into the RamosLaw.com text line and take a look at two big games tonight for the Avs and Nuggets. That's next.
You're listening to Schlereth and Evans on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
Oh, yeah, when it comes to who are picking for the Mavs, I'm rooting for Wyndham Clark.
Sure.
Denver's own. But this is going to be his first Masters, and typically, the Masters is one of those courses that, having played there before, course knowledge, knowing where to hit the ball, where it's going to break, where it's going to roll, there's so much of a benefit where you have course knowledge. That's why Fred Couples goes back every single year and still flirts with making the cut, even at this age.
Yeah, 90.
Right.
So pimentos are sweet red peppers.
Yep.
The sandwiches are usually made with shredded cheddar cheese, mayo, and diced pimento peppers on white bread.
It's sour cream cheese, mayo, shredded cheese, and the pimentos. Put it all together.
Oh, that do you have the official website?
I have
website?
The official website, yes.
So what is sour cream?
Some sour cream, cream cheese, mayo, pimento.
Do you like cream cheese?
Love cream cheese.
Cream cheese is
on
good.
On a bagel? It's a bagel, Zach, by, not a bagel. That one still blows my mind. Calls it a bagel.
Yeah, I know.
Who does that?
Bagel.
Is that that's got to be niche New York. Like really niche New York. Like there's only like one neighborhood that probably calls it a bagel.
Zach does.
I know, that's what I'm saying. He's been calling it a bagel.
Bagel. What's a bagel?
It's a bagel.
What kind of cream do you like? Do you like the kind with like flavor or just plain cream cheese?
Yeah, I got to admit that forever, it was just the regular Philly cream cheese. It was the OG. I got to admit now, I love all those flavored.
Throw the chives in there. Yeah, those are good.
Not a fan of the fruity ones, but man, you give me a good garlic onion. Chive, onion. Yeah. Oof.
Onion one. Oof. They're good.
Oof. I don't even need the bagel. Just eat that.
Yeah. I'll take a spoonful. I'll do that.
Yeah.
I'll do that. You know what else I like?
SodaWeightLoss.com.
Yeah. I like cinnamon. I like cinnamon raisin bagels, but I only use butter on cinnamon raisin.
Yeah,
bagels. I don't use cream cheese.
That doesn't feel right.
Yeah,
right.
Just butter.
No, you're right about that one.
Yeah.
Do you guys like strawberry cream cheese?
No.
No, I don't really do strawberry cream cheese.
I mean, if that's it, I'll take it, but.
Yeah, no, I'd rather have plain cream cheese than strawberry cream cheese.
By the way, the cheap prices extend to, although the bottle of water at the Masters is compared to everything else, is
$56.
It's $2. The bottle of water costs more than the
one bottle of water, though.
You know?
Yeah.
But, you can go to the Masters.
Do they serve beer at the Masters?
They do. That's a great question. How much does a beer cost?
Five.
$5?
$5 for a beer.
$5 for a beer. Not bad. I know that the Masters has a bit of a reputation.
Sure.
But I'll tell you what, they demand a lot of U.S. fans. Excuse me. Patrons.
Patrons. Don't call them fans. You get kicked out.
That's snooty. That is like all-time level snooty.
Yeah.
You are not a fan at the Masters. You are a patron.
Patron.
You're a patron. But
right, you're not allowed to say on television. If you say fan, you get booted. You can't say fan.
There's a
bunch of rules.
It's so funny watching Jim Nantz like literally tiptoe over minefields, trying to like avoid saying something. You can't say fans. There was an announcer years ago, the great broadcaster Jack Whitaker, I think. He once referred to, how everybody. As you come down like the 18th hole when it's the last group.
Yeah.
And everybody rushes up the fairway. Mm-hmm. He referred to it as a mob of fans. He never worked the Masters
mob
again.
Mob of patrons.
He called it a mob. And the fact that he called it a mob. Gary McCord.
Yeah.
He's a very popular announcer for a long time. Once referred to the fringe around the green as being cut down so much or shaved down so much, he referred to it like bikini wax. Boom.
How dare you?
Never invited. He'd be part of CBS's weekly golf coverage every single week, except for the Masters.
Well, see you later.
And CBS didn't stand up to any of, didn't stand up to the Masters because the Masters, last time I checked, the Masters does a revolving one-year contract with CBS. Now, they always renew it, but it's, last time I checked, it's only the 1 year.
So
CBS has to be on their best behavior. Otherwise, they'll say, hey, thanks for your decades of loyalty to us, CBS, but we're going to go to NBC because you didn't say the right things.
How long could I stay on the broadcast before I got booted?
Oh, God, you'd be booted so fast.
Over under 2.5 minutes.
He'd last longer than 2.5 minutes, but you would not. I think you would survive the tournament, but you would. It would be passed along afterwards that, next year we would appreciate if Mark Schlereth is not part of your coverage. You'd be talking about corn and...
Oh, yeah.
Dwarf planets and... Yeah, you'd be... You would not fit in with how they like things done at Augusta.
No, no. No. You're right. I would not be able... And it probably wouldn't even be, like, it probably wouldn't be deliberate like sometimes it is on the show, but.
Damn boomers hating on flavored cream cheese. Okay. All right. I'll ask Rogue and Fever. Rogue, you walk up to a bagel bar. You got all your favorite bagels are there. You got anything you want to choose, right? And there's like 7 different cream cheeses laid out for you. Are you going to go for the regular cream cheese and a herby cream cheese or a fruity cream cheese? What are you going for?
Well, I'm not leaving that bagel shop without at least 3 bagels.
Okay.
I got to go savory, some sort of cheesy savory bagel with just plain cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like some salmon on top if they have that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I have to have a sweet one.
Okay, you're not answering my question. You get to pick one
just
kind
one.
Of cream cheese.
Yeah.
Are you going plain. Regular plain? All right, plain.
Yeah.
If you had to choose between like a herb, chive, onion, cream cheese, or a flavored like strawberry cream cheese, what are you going with?
I'd rather have strawberry cream cheese than like a chive herb one.
Mm-hmm. What about what's your go-to bagel? What would be your bagel?
You almost wanted to say you did want to say bagel.
Would it be like the everything or just a plain bagel or onion or poppy seed?
I like poppy seeds. Yeah. But I also really like cinnamon raisin bagels.
Okay.
Fever.
Do I have to choose a cream cheese?
Yep.
None.
Oh, jeez.
I don't like cream cheese.
Oh, man.
I want like protein. I want a sandwich.
How can you not like cream cheese?
I don't know. I just don't like it.
How can you not like cream cheese? What's the matter with you?
This is ridiculous.
Just put some butter on it.
Does anybody...
Or toast it.
Okay, any of you guys...
Welcome to Denver Sports 104.3, The Patron. We should call ourselves The Patron.
The Patron.
For the next...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Instead of The Fan, we're going to call ourselves The Patron.
104.3 The Patron.
Yep.
Let me ask you this. Do you guys ever walk by like a stick of butter that, you know, you'd leave it on the counter so it softens?
Mm-hmm.
You ever just walk by and take a spoonful
of
it?
No. That's
and
gross.
Eat
that's
a spoonful
that's
of butter? Gross. Anybody but anybody gross. Other than me?
That's gross. You do that?
Oh, yeah.
Eat a spoonful of butter?
Yeah. You don't eat a spoonful of butter every night again?
No.
Bro, do you eat? Every now and again, eat a spoonful of butter?
I would never put a spoonful of butter in my mouth, but if I'm spreading butter on something, I definitely pick a little bit up on the
napkin. Okay, what? All right, this is good. So you're I'm trying to think, the thing that you can eat or drink that's going to disgust people. So you do the butter.
Yeah, sometimes, like, even if I'm on the plane, you know, and they have you a little roll with a pat of butter, I won't eat the roll, but I will... Eat the pad of butter.
Really?
Just plain by itself.
You know what I'll do? Once I get to the end of the jar of pickles, or the jar of the peppercinis.
Yeah. You drink the juice?
I'll drink the juice.
You like the juice?
I like the juice.
And the juice is good?
The juice is good.
I don't mind the pickle juice either.
Yeah, I'll drink it.
It's good for muscle recovery.
I will drink it straight out of the straight out of the jar before I throw the jar away.
Straight from the jar! And you're to blame. Mike likes pickle juice. I don't mind that either.
Nuggets get a win tonight in Utah. We found this stat out yesterday. Michael Malone is 1-14 in Utah.
Well, it's those crazy Utahians. Is it Utahians? Utans? Utes? The Utes? The Utes?
Do they get the win tonight?
Yeah,
they get the win.
They get the win.
Setting up the big showdown with Minnesota tomorrow night. By the way, don't worry. No excuses. Don't be like, oh, why are we getting a back-to-back, you know, for such a big game? Minnesota plays back-to-back as well. They're playing Washington at home tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So both teams get opponents that they should beat, and then both teams have to travel to come back here for the game tomorrow night. So everybody should be on even footing. So you got that. You got the Avalanche taking on Minnesota. Do you realize that after tonight's game, the Avalanche will play their final three games of the regular season over the course of 9 days? 9 days.
Three games in 9 days?
After tonight, they will have play three games in 9 days between now
nine
and the end. Nine and the end of the regular
nine
season.
Nine times.
So they are going to be well-rested for the playoffs. So, actually, you know, we were talking earlier. Knowing that you're probably not going to catch Dallas for the top spot, you're going to be playing Winnipeg, probably, in the first round of the playoffs. They're 2 points ahead of Winnipeg, but Winnipeg's got to burn the bush, game in hand. But they play Winnipeg on Saturday. So I would say, you know, you want to get this thing wrapped up sooner rather than later. But then again, with only three games over the course of 9 days, you're going to have plenty of chances to do what? Rest your key guys, and what else, Mark? What else?
Rest your key guys.
A lot of off days in between.
And hydrate.
Nope.
False.
Nope. Come on, keep guessing. You can get this. Come on.
Rest your key guys, and
a lot of practice time.
For Gabe.
You want to find out if Gabe can return for the playoffs? The schedule coming down this final week and a half is going to afford you the opportunity to get him out there in some full-scale practices to see if he can do it or not.
I don't think he's coming back. You?
No. Boy, you got some people with you. I take a bite of butter right off the stick.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh.
What?
Ugh.
Have you tried it?
No, but...
Well, don't knock until you've tried
it. Okay. My brother eats mayo out of a jar with a fork. Oh! That's... Who's the guy, Levis, who puts the mayonnaise in his coffee?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Although I like mayonnaise.
Would you eat it out of a jar?
Well, I would taste a little bit of it, yeah.
Would you do it with a spoon?
Sure.
Would you put a spoon into mayo, mayo, and eat the mayo?
I used to love,
mayo.
On night before games, they'd have, you know, burger bar set up with the thick slice, like beefsteak tomato slices.
Yeah.
I'll take a tomato and just put a big wad of mayonnaise on it.
I have no problem with that. I have no problem with that.
Yeah,
but there's a tomato there.
Something ain't right.
There's a tomato there.
Would I take a bite of just mayonnaise?
Not a dollop. Yeah, would you just take a... If I bring in a... All right. I'm going to bring in a jar of mayonnaise tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I'm going to give you the jar. I'm going to give you a spoon.
Okay.
Will you eat a full heaping spoonful of mayonnaise from that jar?
Sure, I'd eat a mayonnaise spoonful, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Another one?
I mean, I think, I don't mind.
Oh, you, of course you show restraint.
I mean, I think one is enough.
One's enough?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody, have a nice butter snack later on today in honor of Mark Schlereth.
You'll be thanking me later.
Dover and Stoke coming up next.
With an advanced network, cybersecurity solutions, and trusted partnership, Comcast Business powers more businesses than anyone. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with internet and security for your small business for $49.99 a month for 12 months with a 2-year contract. Plus, ask how to get up to an $800 prepaid card with qualifying internet. Call today. Ends 5/5/24. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 50 megabits per second internet and security edge. Eco bill and auto pay required. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra.